Ayraysa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pei Gimel Mabiz. We're holding on the tap line on Pei Gimel Mabiz, Efshar Bechulin. So we are in the middle of a discussion about a kalakal that if a person is sick and he needs to eat something, and all we have to give him is things that are aser from to eat, so the halacha is that we give him the most kalaser. For example, if all there is tevel or nevela, so we'd rather feed him nevela because nevela is only alive, at least there's no chi of miso like there is by tevel. When it comes to tevel and truma, if all there is let's say a pile of 100 grapes, which truma was not yet taken off from, so we can either give it to him in its tevel state, or we could be mafresh truma, and then some of it will be truma, and feed it to him. Is it better to be mafresh truma and give him truma, or is it better to leave it in its tevel state and give it to him? So that the Gemara recorded the machlaikis. Machlaikis is tevel more chamer, and therefore give him the truma, or is truma more chamer, and therefore leave it as is, and give it to him in its tevel state. Now Rabbi had said that the whole machlaikis is only if in a situation where if we take off the truma, there isn't enough chulin to satisfy and to alleviate the sakana from the chayla. However, if there's enough chulin, if we could just take off truma, and then by giving him the chulin, that will suffice, so then everyone would agree that it's best to take off truma and then give him the chulin. So says the Gemara, Efshar b'chulin pshita, l'chayra rabba's din, that if it's Efshar, if there's enough chulin to give him to alleviate the sakana, so then that's what we're supposed to do. L'chayr, that's pashur. L'chayr, that's obvious. Says the Gemara, le'tzricha b'Shabbos. No, the Chiddush is, Rabbi was coming to be mechadish, that even though it's Shabbos, that even though it's Shabbos, and therefore taking off Truma is an Isser, it's a Shvos, it's an Isser the Rabbanan to take off Truma on Shabbos, still that would be the more ideal option. Well, says the Gemara, b'Shabbos namim pshita, tiltum midrabbananu. At the end of the day, it's just an Isser the Rabbanan to take off the Truma. So it's pasha that should be the better Eitzah, to avoid the Isser of giving him, of feeding him Tevel, to avoid the Isser the Raisa of Tevel, an Isser that has even a Chi of Misa. So then, of course, it would make sense that we should take off Truma and violate an Isser d'Rabbanan. So what's Rabbi's Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Hacha b'mayi skinan ba'atzitz she'enei nakov. We're talking about produce that grew in a flower pot, in a pot that wasn't perforated. So therefore, it's only d'Rabbanan, it's only mid'Rabbanan that's even considered chayiv in Trumas Amaisris. And therefore, it's only tevel mid'Rabbanan. So therefore, being that it's only tevel midrabanan, maybe you would have thought better not to be over on the iser of mafresh truma kamashmal and rabo. Then no, it's according to one man the amar, it's better to be over on the iser. That if there's enough chulins, then everyone would agree that it's best to be over on the iser the rabanan being mafresh truma in order to avoid feeding him any iser, both truma or tevel. The machlekes was just if there isn't enough chulin that marisaver tevel chamuru marisaver truma chamura. That just the machlokes, if there isn't enough chulin, one holds that tevel is more chamer, and the other one holds that truma is more chamer. Says the Gemara Lema Tanai, say that this din of Rabba, the chayr, it's a machlokes Tanai, the Tanai we learned in the Braisa, meaning that if you're able to avoid all Isurim by just giving chulin, so Rabba said, then everyone would agree that it's best to avoid giving him truma or chulin, and take off the truma, and feed him just the chulin. The chayr, that idea is really a machlokes Tanai. The Tanai we learned in the Braisa. Misha nashchinacha, a person who got bit by a snake, kairin lay reifim imakum lamakum, so we call him a doctor, even from a different place, a makarin layas, a tarnagailas, and we open up the tarnagailas in order to put it onto his mako, the goizin layas as a krishin, and we'll even cut for him krishin, meaning the iser malacha of kaitzer, we'll harvest krishin, some leek for him, umachilu naisay, and we'll feed it to him. The ain sarach la'asir, and we don't have to take off ma'aser divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Aimer lo yeichal ad she'aser. No, best to first take off ma'aser before giving him these vegetables. So l'chayra name Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, he v'loy Rebbe. Say that this din of Rabba is really it's only like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Presumably, here we're talking about a case that by taking off the ma'aser, now we could just give him just the chulin part. And therefore, Rebbe says best. And therefore, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon said that first take off Meiser and then give him in order to avoid the Isra of Tevel. So first take off Meiser and then give it to him. So L'chayra Rabba's din is really just like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, but it's not like Rebbe. Rebbe said best to give it to him in its Tevel state and not be over on the Isra of Afresh Shemus and Meiser on Shabbos. So L'chayra Rabba's din is only like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and not like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tema Rebbe. Rabbi could even be going like Rebbe. Ad kan like I'm a Rebbe hasam el inin meiser yarek the Rabbanan. Rebbe only said over there to keep it in its tevel state and not be over on the isra of hafreshes trumas and meisers because we're talking about vegetables. Which, anyways, is only midrabban and chayiv in a freshes trumas and meiser. Avu b'meiser dagon, but when it comes to dagon, the tevel daraisu, that it would be tevel daraisu. So then, afilu Rebbe maida, then even Rebbe would be maida that it's best to be over on the isra of freshes trumas and meisers and not to give him it in its tevel state. The yisharvislay, because if you allow him to have it in its tevel state, even though it's ba'atzah shenu nakuf and it's only durabanan, asin lemecha. He's going to come to eat it even when it's even in an atzitz nakov, in a perforated flower pot, which is takachayiv midaraisa in Shumas and Maestras. And therefore, Rebbe would agree that when it comes to something which is chayiv midaraisa be'etzem, meaning with the type of produce that's chayiv midaraisa in Shumas and Maestras, even Rebbe would agree to Rabbo, and Rabbi's din is not limited dafko to Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shem. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanur Rabbanu. Misha achsoi bulmis, a person who has this sickness of bulmis, which we said in the Mishnah, is a sickness which comes from hunger, and one of the side effects is that he loses his eyesight. So machilun eyesight dvash v'chol minim mesika. So the halacha is that we feed him, the eitzah is to feed him different types of sweet things, honey or other sweet things. And the reason for that is, shadvash v'chol minim mesika mi'irin mo'er enav shel adam. Because honey and sweet things, they restore a person's eyesight. V'afa pishein ra'i l'davar, and even though we don't have a mamish, a proof, but zeichel davar, we have like a remez, and that's from the pasuk which says, "Ruuna ki ayruena ki ta'amti ma'advash hazeh." Now look at my eyesight and improved because I tasted some of this honey. Says the Gemara, that seems to be a raya mamish. It says that my eyesight got better because I tasted honey. So you see, honey restores a person's eyesight. Who my afa pishein raya ledavar. And so why is it taka not a raya? Says the Gemara, the hasam lav bulmis achse. Because there we're not talking about the person who suffered from bulmis. I'm talking about the person whose eyesight got better. But who said it improves eyesight even by a person who's afflicted with bulmis? That's why it's not a raya, but at least it's a zecher. Amar Abaye qualifies this eitzah of having sweet things, the leishanu el la'achar achila. Now it's only true that these things are helpful, the honey and the sweet things are only helpful if a person eats it after he already had his regular meal. Aval kaidam achila, but if he has it before he eats, so then adarabah, megarir negarir, then it just makes a person even hungrier, which is gonna make his bulmus even worse. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, Vayimsu ish mitzri basada, vayikhu aysa yaldavid, vayitnu lay lechem, vayaycha vayashkuhu, says that they gave him to eat and gave him to drink, mayim, vayitnu lay felach, devela, ushnetzi mukim, vayaycha vatashav ruchay elov. And then they gave him the honey and the sweet things, the dates, and that's when he was restored. Kiloy acha lechem, vayshasa mayim, shoshiyam, shoshalelas, because he had eaten or drinking in 3 days. But you see from this pasuk, that first they gave him to eat and drink, and then they gave him the devela and other sweet things. So you see that this eitzah of having the sweet things is only after you first have a suda. I'm Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel, we know, had a lot of medical knowledge. That Misha Achso Bumis, a person who is afflicted with this sickness of Bumis, so Machilun Isay Aliyah Bidvash, so we feed him a tail within honey. Ravuna Braid Rav Yeshua Amar Absailis Nikia Bidvash. Another eitzah, a good refuah, is to have fine flour of wheat flour with honey. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Kimchi Desari Bidivsha, even barley flour with honey, even that's a good refuah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Pam achas achazani bulmis. One time, I was afflicted with this bulmis. V'ratzti l'mizracha shalteino. And so I ran to the east of a fig tree to have some of the figs. That's the sweetest figs are on the east side of the fig tree because the sun in the morning, it rises and it shines on those figs. And so it has the most effect on those figs and it makes them the sweetest. V'kiyamti ba'atzmi. And by running to that side of the fig tree, so I was mekayim about myself, ha-chachma t'chayiv ba'aleha, that having chachma helps a person live, meaning because of the chachma that I had in the braisa, which the Gemara is about to quote, that's how I knew to go to that part of the fig tree, and that's what helped me out. The Tani Rav Yosef ha-raitza litoim tam te'ino, a person who wants to have the best figs, which side of the tree do you go to for the best figs? Yifanele mizracha, you go to the east, that's the sweetest figs. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that umi meged, Tivuay Shemesh, that the sweetness comes from the Tivuay Shemesh, it comes from the sun. The sun makes the figs sweet. And therefore, the east side of the fig tree, which is the part that's most affected by the sun, because that's when the sun rises and it shines strongly on that side of the fig tree, those are the figs that are the most sweet. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Yosi, Abaka Azli Ba'archa, they were traveling on the road, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi, and Achse Bumis Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda got afflicted with this Bumis, so Kapche L'Raya and Achle L'Rifta, so he sort of coerced a shepherd into giving him some bread. So Amarle Rav Yosi said to Rav Yehuda, Kipachtas Araya, you're like, you've stolen from the shepherd, you forced him into giving you bread. Kimatu Lamasa, when they got to the town, so Achse Bumis Rav Yosi, I don't know, maybe it's contagious, but Rav Yosi then got afflicted with Bumis. Hadruhu Bilage Vitzae. And so the people in the town, they went out to greet Rav Yosi, and they all gave him their, like, these, like, pitchers filled with different sweet things, and Vitzae, they also gave him, Rashi says, the different plates of food. So they gave him all these things to help him out. So Amarli Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda then turned to Rabbi Yosi, and he said, Ani kipachti esharaya. I, like, sort of coerced the shepherd. Va'ata kipachti esayir kula. You forced the whole city. I mean, even though they brought it out to him, but they were only bringing it out to him because he was Rabbi Yosi, so maybe there was, like, a midas chasidus and not taking from it, I guess, sonimatanis yichya, or something like that. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yosi that I may have taken from one shepherd, but you took from an entire city. Says the Gemara, another story, Visu, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosi, Avukazli Borcha. Seemingly the connection between this story and the previous one is not the content of the story, but just the names. Before it was the story with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi who were traveling, so now we just add one more traveler that Rabbi Meir was with them as well. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi, they were all traveling on the road, and the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Meir have a daik bishma, that Rabbi Meir had a practice of being medayik in people's names. He understood from people's names about the essence of the person. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi la have a daiki bishma. However, at least at this point in time, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, they did not have such a practice. They weren't medayik in names. Kimatu lahu dochta, when they got to a certain place, the bo'u shpizu, they were looking for a place to stay, and yahavu lahu, and they gave them a place to stay. They were set up by a certain person to sleep there. So amru lai, so they said to the host, mashimcha, what's your name? So amru lahu, so he responded to them, to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yaisi. He said, Kidur, he said, my name's Kidur. So Amar, so Rabbi Meir said to himself, Shema mino adam rashahu. So Rabbi Meir was medayik in the names, so he said, ah, this person's a rasha. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, kidur tapuchais hema. That it's a dur tapuchais, a pasuk describing rishaim, and it says kidur, so therefore Rabbi Meir was medayik, that the name kidur is, that this person in front of him, kidur, was a rasha. However, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Ashlimu Lekisayu. Still, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, who weren't Medayika names, so they gave him their wallets to hold on to. It was going into Shabbos, so they gave him their wallets to hold on to. Rabbi Meir Lo Yashem Lekisayu. However, Rabbi Meir knew better. He knew his name was Kidur. Obviously, you don't give him your wallet. So he didn't want to give him his wallet. But Lamaisa was about to be Shabbos, so he had to do something with his wallet. He couldn't hold on to it. So Azul Naisve Bekivre. So he went to put it down in the base of Kvaris in the town. And it happened to have been the kever of this Kidur's father. It was this Kidur's father's kever. So he went and he put the wallet by Kidur's father's kever. Ischazile Bechalme. Kidur's father came to him in a dream that night, Friday night, he came to him in a dream, and he said to him, Ta shakul kisa de manach aresha dahu gavra, to come take the wallet that's by that person's, that's by that person's head, referring to his own head. He was telling his son Kidur to come take the wallet. The machar, the following day, so Amar Luhu, so Kidur said to his guests, that, Hachi ischazli bechalmoy, I know you guys are Tamid Chachamim, you rabbis, so I'm gonna tell you about the dream that I had, and he tells them about the dream that he had, and my father came to me, it was so interesting, he told me take a wallet, what do you think it means? So Amri Le, so they said to him, Chalmad de Beishimshi les behum amasha. So they told him Friday night dreams, they don't have much meaning. This actually came up, it was Nagei Lamaisa very recently, it was a story that went around a lot after October 7th. So the Shaila actually came to Rav Zilberstein. There was a person who lived, if I'm saying it over correctly, there was a person who lived in one of the kibbutzim that the Rishonim that they went into. And And these people, they were Baalei Tshuva. And the husband, he happens to be more from, let's say, I guess you could say, than the rest of the people on the kibbutz. But his Rebbe always told him that you should stay over here in this kibbutz. This is where you should live. His Rebbe had already been nifter, but he continued listening to his Rebbe's advice, and he stayed on this kibbutz. Now, October 7th, which was a Leil Yom Tov, the Leil October 7th, so this man who was living on this kibbutz, he had a dream. His Rebbe came to him in a dream, and he told him, I know it's Simchas Torah, I know it's Shabbos, you have to get out. You have to get out, it's a sakana, something really bad's about to happen, you have to get out. And so the man didn't know what. He woke up, he was all scared. It was Friday night, it was Simchas Torah. He wasn't going to go driving his car just because he had a dream. He wasn't sure what to do. He went back to sleep. Again, his Rebbe came to him in a dream, and he started like choking him, and he said, this is real, this is very real, you need to get out. I know I told you to stay here, it's time, you need to get out, something very bad's about to happen, you need to get out. And he woke up and he says that he still felt the choke that his Rebbe gave him while he was sleeping. He still felt that he was being choked and he was sweating, and it felt very, very real, that this dream felt very real. And Lamaisa, he took his family and they drove, it was Friday night, and he drove with his family out of the kibbutz. And of course, he was saved. Because of that, he was saved. And so the Shaila came to Rabbi Zilberstein, did he do the right thing? It was all from a dream. Do we listen? Authenticity, I guess, you could say, do we give to dreams? How much do we rely on dreams? And so one of the things that came up was that it was a dream that it was Friday night, and then Friday night dreams don't mean anything. So Lachari, you shouldn't have listened to the dream. Lamaisa, Rashi over here though says that no, Friday night dreams don't mean anything. Rashi says because a person is b'menucha and therefore naturally he's thinking about other things, and it's very natural that he'll have a dream on Friday night, and it's just because of the things that he was thinking about, not because it's a real nevuah. But says Rashi that u'meschavin hayelid chayso sheyelech v'yitlenu. That it wasn't really a true statement. This idea that Friday night dreams don't mean anything is not really a true statement. Rashi says that they were only saying it in order to push him away. He said he shouldn't go to the kever and take the wallet. They were telling him, they made it up. They were completely lying to him. They told him, yeah, Friday night dreams don't mean anything. There's a svara to say such a thing. But Rashi says that they were only saying that just so that he doesn't go to the Beis HaKvaros, but not because it's a true thing. Really, Friday night dreams could mean things. Again, you have to learn the sugya to know, especially nowadays, how much do we rely on the dreams. But Lamaisa, that's the story that happened. Al Kapanim, in this story in the Gemara, they told him that the Friday night dream doesn't mean anything, and then Azar Rabbi Meir v'Natri Kuliyayma. Lamaisa Rabbi Meir Chapta was happening, so he went to the Beis HaKvaros and he waited there the rest of the day guarding his wallet. Va'isei l'machar, and then he brought it the next day, Matzei Shabbos, he was able to bring his wallet and he had it. So Amrulai, va'isei, and he brought it. L'machar, the following day, Amrulai, so the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, they said to Kidor, Havlan Kisan, okay, Shabbos is up, maybe give us our wallets back so we can head out. So Amar Lahu, so Kidor said to them, Lo hayudvar me'olam, I don't know what you're talking about. Wallets? You gave me wallets? What are you talking about? You gave me wallets. And he pretended like the whole thing never happened. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda, Amai kaita kisu bishma, why weren't you medayek in his name? His name is Kidor, don't you realize? Kidor tafucha isheimah, he's a Rasha. Why would you give him your wallets? So Amrulei, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, they said to Rabbi Meir, Amai lo yamarit lan mar, why didn't you tell us that to be medayik and that his name is Kidor? Why didn't you point this out to us? So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Meir said to them, Emer da Amriana, when do I say that you could be medayik in names? Chashasha, to be chayshish, that the person's a Rasha, or whatever it is, to be chayshish about the person based on his name. But Achzuki mi Amri, you can't establish a fact based on his name, and therefore I have no right to tell you anything. But at least you, on your own, should have known to be medayik. So what they did was again, it's all after Shabbos. So they brought him to the bar. They brought him. They brought him out there to drink. And chazu tlafche asfame, and they saw that he had lentils by his mustache. So they saw that it must be that his Sunday morning brunch must have been lentils. So Aslu v'yahavu siman el debisus, and they went, that while they were getting this guy drunk at the bar, they went and they sent the message to the man's wife at his home, that your husband Kidor, he said to give us back our wallets, and if you don't believe us that he said that, so he gave us a simon that he had lentils for brunch today. How else do we know that he had lentils for brunch? That was his simon that he told us to tell you that you could give us back our wallets. V'shaklu l'kisayu, and Lamai said they got their wallets back, she gave it to them. V'aisi azal ihi, ihu, v'kadli l'itse. And when this man, when Kidor came back home and he found out what happened, that his wife gave them their wallets back, so he went and he killed his wife. Says the Gemara, "Haynu d'tanya ma'im rishonim hechilu basar chazir," which we'll explain that in a moment. That ma'im rishonim, because of a person who wasn't careful, ma'im rishonim, so he ended up eating a chazir. And ma'im achronim hargas a nefesh, and ma'im achronim killed the person. That we see that because this lady, because this man, he didn't wash ma'im achronim, he didn't wash his mustache. Some learn from here that when you wash ma'im achronim, you're supposed to wash your mustache. So because this man didn't wash ma'im achronim, he didn't wash his mustache. So therefore, they were able to give him the simon to his wife, that's what he had for lunch, and they got their wallets back. He went home and he killed his wife. So you see, all because of the mayim achrayim that this man didn't wash, that's why he ended up killing his wife. So that's what it means, mayim achrayim hargu es hanefesh. The first part, ma'im rishayim echilu basar chazir, Rashi brings the story, that's referring to a certain innkeeper that he used to, when people would come to his inn and to eat, so he used to serve to the yidin kosher food, and to the goyim he would serve non-kosher food, and a yid came in, and he didn't wash ma'im rishayim, he didn't wash, so the innkeeper assumed that he was a goy, and he fed him basar chazir. So that's what it means, that because the person wasn't careful, ma'im rishayim echilu basar chazir. But in Yanenu, the Gemara brought this brisa for the second half. That ma'im achrayim harguas nefesh, that's learned out from this story. Says the Gemara, Ula besayf avudaiki bishma, and the end, so then even Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yaisi, they started being medaika names. Kimatul hu besa, when they got to a certain person's house, dishmei bala, that the name of the person was bala. So lo ailu ligabe, so they didn't even want to go into the house. Amri shmami na rashu, they said he must be a rasha, dichsiv, as the pasuk says, vaimer la bala niufim, so you see that he's a rasha. And therefore, they learned from Rabbi Meir to be medaika names, and they didn't even go into the man's house. We're right.